From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Federal authorities in New York have arrested six people in an alleged hedge fund insider trading scheme that prosecutors say generated $20 million in illegal profits. Among the six arrested is one of the wealthiest men in America. NPR's Margo Adler reports.
At a news conference in New York, U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara said the case was the largest hedge fund case ever prosecuted and would be a wake-up call for Wall Street. The man in question is Raj Rajaratnam, a manager of billions in technology and healthcare funds at Galleon, a hedge fund with some $7 billion in assets under management. He was listed in Forbes magazine this year as having a $1.3 billion net worth. The complaint says Rajaratnam got insider information about companies such as Google that allowed Galleon to earn millions in trades. An unidentified informant obtained wiretaps of conversations. The federal prosecutor said it was the first use of wiretaps in an insider trading case. Prosecutors charged those arrested with conspiracy and securities fraud. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.
The federal budget deficit is at a record high. It reached $1.42 trillion. As the government spent more money to revitalize the economy while tax revenues dropped, the Obama administration expects deficits will balloon to over $9 trillion in the next 10 years. A suicide bomber attacked a mosque in northern Iraq today. 12 people are dead. More details now from NPR's Quil Lawrence in Baghdad.
The attacker approached a Sunni mosque in the town of Talafar just after Friday prayers and opened fire on worshippers as they left the temple. He emptied an assault rifle into the crowd and then detonated a suicide vest, killing a prominent cleric and a local judge in the assault. Talafar is a mostly ethnic Turkoman town, and it has been caught up in tensions between Kurds, Arabs, and other minorities across the north of Iraq. In other Iraq news, the parliament in Baghdad today missed a deadline to pass a law governing Iraq's elections. The country is quickly running out of time to prepare for nationwide elections by January 16th, when the current government's mandate expires. U.S. military officials are planning to begin a major troop reduction only after Iraq's elections are carried out. Quil Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
Four more American troops have been killed in Afghanistan, bringing to 25 the number of U.S. forces who've died in that country this month. In the latest attacks, the troops were killed in a roadside bombing. As Taliban violence escalates, President Obama is considering a request for tens of thousands more troops to be deployed to Afghanistan. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 73 points at last check at 9,990 in trading of over 5 billion shares. NASDAQ Composite down as well 17 points at 2157. This is NPR News. Pakistani forces still pounding militant targets in South Waziristan, a Taliban stronghold. The military says at least a dozen militants have been killed, but apparently undeterred by the ground assault, the Taliban launched three more suicide attacks today. In the northwest city of Peshawar, the bombers attacked a police station. At least 12 people were killed. In all, the last 2 weeks of insurgent attacks have claimed more than 150 lives. The Department of Justice has rejected a voter verification system in Georgia for the second time this year. The system requires voters to prove that they are U.S. citizens. A legal challenge to the system did not stop the voter checks, but required the state to seek Justice Department approval of the process. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
The state's voter verification process checks out applicants against the state's driver's license and Social Security databases to ensure those applying are citizens. The Justice Department, which oversees any changes to voting practices in Georgia, rejected the system in May, saying it should be withdrawn. But Secretary of State Karen Handel calls the system an essential tool to prevent election fraud. She says state officials have met with the U.S. Attorney General's office for nearly a year to address questions. A letter from the Justice Department says it's not able to conclude that the state has carried its burden of showing that the verification process has neither a discriminatory purpose nor a discriminatory effect, and says officials need more information. Handel says she'll meet with the governor and others to decide how to proceed. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
Bank of America and General Electric posted disappointing quarterly results. GE's profit fell 44% from a year ago. Bank of America lost $2 billion. This is NPR.